They're not going to say, "We told you so." Well, at least not in those words. All through the process of vetting the now-defunct NextEra deal, opponents said the merger would not be in the public interest. Now, the coalition comprised of interveners in the PUC docket, lawmakers, and clean energy advocates have their own work cut out for them as they look at cohesive options to meet Hawaii's 2045 renewable energy standard. And with Hawaiian Electric now saying it's not seeking suitors, the big question is, how will HECO fit into Hawaii's energy future? Representative Chris Lee is here with the coalition's vision. He is the chair of the Committee on Energy and Environmental Policy. Thanks very much for making time. I know it's been a busy couple of days.
Thanks for having me.
We've heard a number of messages from HECO since the PUC decision, the one today about not seeking any suitors, the ones from earlier on saying that yesterday saying that the LNG deal has been called off. It looks in some ways from the outside as if HECO is sort of contracting into itself and trying to figure out what happens next and where it can go next. Is this really the crucible for HECO in understanding that there's going to have to be a really different model going forward? Is this the point where they really understand that to you?
Well, I think the great thing about this whole conversation we've had these past 19 months is that the public has been engaged, and you have so much more focus, I think, on this issue than anything else. And that's something that is certainly going to drive, I think, a lot of the decision-making both internally within the utility as well as at the PUC and other places. And while I think the decision was a great win for consumers, I think it really underscores that it's an opportunity for Hawaii to really decide its own future. And I think the one thing we've seen out of this is that everybody, local residents and the like, want to be a part of that decision. So I think for the utility, it's really an opportunity for them to begin engaging with everyone locally and trying to have a conversation about, all right, what comes next? Because I think they're going to need that buy-in to be able to be successful moving forward.
They say that they're not looking for suitors. The question is, would a suitor even be interested in HECO at this point, where it is at this point in time? And in looking at other market forces that may be shaping how HECO goes forward as much as what's happening here locally, where do you think that nexus is between those business forces and what people want locally and how HECO will possibly change in future to meet both needs?
Well, yeah, I think we're obviously in the midst of probably the single largest transition in the energy sector in 100 years. And right now, I mean, the utility is really feeling a lot of pressure because for the first time, Hawaii's at a place where folks can potentially leave the grid for the same cost as staying on. And so the utility's really got to redefine that business model and figure out how they're going to operate moving forward. And the PUC really alluded to this, not only in their NextEra decision, talking about next steps, but also in prior orders, talking about the transformation of the utility business model. And really, I think it's not the PUC or the legislature or anybody else that's pushing it at this point. It is truly the market and the decline in price and all this innovative PV and batteries and everything else. So the utility for sure has its job cut out for it. And I think the message right now is that if they open up and work collaboratively with all the other stakeholders and the public, I think we can get a better result and can actually help them transition and make those hard decisions.
That's presuming that HECO would be open to doing that. From the conversations that you've had with them in this last little while, how open do you think they are to really looking at that with leadership as it exists now?
Well, I think that's going to be the question. And I think for the utility, they definitely need some time to digest and regroup to look at next steps. But I do think that there are some good people working at the utility that I've got to know, and they understand fundamentally the way that these things need to change and unroll. But the question is how the utility can, I think, sell that to their shareholders on the one hand and get buy-in from the public for next steps forward and somewhere meet in the middle to make that all work.
Is there any thought in your mind that with as quickly as energy options are coming online, that somehow HECO might be left out of that and will simply devolve? I mean, are we seeing the beginning, perhaps, of the end of HECO as we know it?
Well, I mean, I think that's possible, and that's certainly been discussed in the past. I mean, the utility really is up against a wall in a lot of sense, right? They've got to change their business model, and they got to do it successfully before investors get nervous that they're selling less power to a declining utility base, customer base. So for us, I think from the state side, we're not only looking at how we can help the utility through this, but I mean, we have an obligation, I think, as elected officials to look at all the options out there for consumers and figure out what's going to be the best path forward. So if we can work with the utility to try and find that collective path, and it may, it almost certainly will not be, you know, the status quo, I think the utility will be better off for it as well.
You're talking about having to move with a vision and moving on it very quickly. How much of that vision is now shaped enough to be able to create a real working plan to go forward?
Well, I think there's a couple pieces that are moving concurrently. You know, HECO had put NextEra forward as their preferred option these past couple of years. And at the same time, we started looking at studies and financial analyses of what are the alternatives. And so Maui County had done one. The Big Island is looking at their co-op. And even here in Oahu, the city council had put a resolution forward saying we need to look at all other options. And so we're embarking upon this process to figure out, all right, what is that ideal grid of the future? What's going to save consumers the most money? And of all the options out there, whether it's HECO or a different utility model, what makes the most sense? And if we can work with utility on sort of a graceful transition to whatever it is that's next, whether it's HECO still running the show or somebody else, I think that's what it's going to take. Because in the end, if we don't get meaningful progress and really collaborative progress that folks can buy into, that's not going to end up in a lot of delays, if we can't do that, we're going to end up in a place where the utility continues to face a lot of challenge, both on the investment side, on customer service and everything else. And that's inevitably going to lead to some sort of intervention or bailout,
which is going to put it back on the backs of everybody in Hawaii.
Right. And I think we want to avoid that as much as possible and keep the utility in a financially viable and successful place and help them transition to meet the expectations that both the public has for lower costs, as well as meeting our renewable energy goals for everyone.
The part about lowering the costs, we all talk about wanting to have lower bills when they come in. But there's also a real cost in the transition, too. So looking at what that's going to be and saying, okay, the long-term cost benefit may be this, but short-term, this is what monies are going to have to be spent. That's also going to be a heck of a sell, too.
Absolutely. I think none of the options are easy. You know, everything's got pros and cons to it, but that's why I think we really got to do a deep dive and really get numbers from the financial side, for the cost-saving side, for consumers, and put that in perspective so that collectively we can all make a choice here in Hawaii as to which way we want to go.
And when do you think you're going to have those numbers to where we're going to be able to talk about them more fully?
Well, there's already a few floating around out there, but hopefully we take this summer and this fall to take a real deep look at things and work collaboratively with everyone, including the utility, to come up with a plan and execute based on where the public interest is and where we think the best path forward will lay.
And is there a first meeting time that you have in mind?
You know, I think those meetings have already been underway for some time. So
to look at them, but to look at all this, the numbers that you'll be gathering, presumably over the summer and the fall.
Oh, yeah. And I think there's definitely going to be a lot of either public hearings, getting feedback from the public or evaluations from expert stakeholders and whatnot to take a look at what the reality is that we face.
Well, we'll look forward to being able to follow the story more fully as we move through summer and into fall. Thanks very much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Representative Chris Lee is the chair of the Committee on Energy and Environmental Policy. He represents District 51.